Hey, Sideshow fans, you claim you're fantasy football fanatics and you haven't checked out FanDuel.com? Please talk big or go big at FanDuel.com. Don't wait. You are missing out on cash prizes. And why FanDuel.com? Well, first of all, it's weekly. Weekly fantasy football sets you up to win. Here's how. Say your players get hurt or they don't perform. There's no waiting for next season. Make new picks, start over next week, and set yourself up to win immediate cash payouts every week. If you're as big of a fantasy football fanatic as Joe and Frazier are, you can't mess with that. You got to go join them at FanDuel.com. Over $10 million in real cash payouts happening every single week. Play as little for just a dollar with no upfront fees, no long-term commitment, and play in as many leagues as you want, all at the same time. Your first time at FanDuel.com, you're in luck. Go there, click on the mic, and enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and they'll match your initial deposit up to $200. That's free cash. Enter PUCK, P-U-C-K, at FanDuel.com. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code PUCK. Offer ends soon, so sign up today.
All right, gang. Frazier Smith here. Welcome to Puck Off, and of course, my co-host, the great Joe Bartnick.
Oh, thank you,
over
Frazier.
Here. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
You're actually in New York today, as we do.
Yeah,
the show.
We're doing this. This is really fun. And if we're loopy, we're loopy. But we're taping two in a row.
Two in a row,
back to
let's
back.
Let's play two.
Yeah, let's play two.
It's like a doubleheader.
Ernie
Banks.
Yeah, because I'm in New York, and instead of giving you guys like a retread show, or here's me or Frazier on another show. We're not going to do that. We're going to do two, and we'll make it fun since it is my birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
And by the way, I think you're doing really well in New York right now.
Hopefully.
You're killing. It's a poor man's time travel.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully I'm doing well.
Yeah, I think you are. You always do with your stand-up. You're a really good stand-up.
Thank you. Well, yeah. Knock on wood.
Oh, yeah.
Knock on wood.
Always good.
The beauty is we can, a couple of things we forgot to say last show.
Yeah, that's cool. We can go back and let's do those because we're going to do something special. Yeah. We're going to do our top 10 favorite players from our teams. You know, Joe's team is, of course, the Penguins, and I'm a Red Wing fan, and we're going to pick our top 10 favorite players of all time from those two teams.
Yeah, so, because we've never done them, but we've always stayed away from that topic. Like, we won't pick our guys, but we're like, this is our time. It's kind of like the anniversary show, too. We were going to get Steve Byrne, but he was busy. So
we got to get Steve again, though.
And he wants to come on, so it's just a matter
of... He's Mr. Penguin, too.
It's just a matter of, you know, these guys are busy, but he wants to come on. He says he's such a great guy.
Oh, we love Steve, yeah.
And so he'll be on for, like, probably the official, because he was our first guest.
Our first guest ever. What a great guest to have as your first guest.
Yeah, Steve. We started out big.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And we almost got Mr. Bag, who's another one of our favorites.
Oh,
guests.
Yeah, Mr. Bag. Hopefully he had to go to the doctor, so hopefully he's well. He was really sad. He wanted to be a part of this two-hour.
We'll get him.
Two hours of fun. He wanted to, you know, just think we, because when he must listen and be pissed because we never mention Vancouver unless he shows up.
I know, it's true.
And then we bag him for an hour. Really? Yeah, like 10 pages of notes, not one on Vancouver. Cassian's a meathead. He doesn't even takes a stick in the head from Ferentz or an elbow from Ferentz.
Didn't even bug him.
So we talk him.
That's the kind of press they get on this show. All right, so what were the things we forgot to talk about before we get to our top 10 players?
Yeah, before we get to the top 10. Oh, just two things was that congratulations to the New Jersey Devils for winning a shootout.
Hey.
First time in a year and a half.
Wow.
So that will help the cause.
Wow, yeah, that will help.
And it's Josephson, so anyone named Joe in any format we like.
Yeah,
so.
And
it was a tasty goal.
Yeah, and I think breaks the curse.
Breaks the hey, those extra points add up.
Yeah, they do. Now, what was our other thing we missed?
Well, on the flip side of that is that the Colorado Avalanche, who we bagged all last show,
right? For good reason, they're 0-5.
They're 0-5 in overtimes or shootouts. So those are five extra points that they are going to need, And Varlamov is certainly a good enough goaltender to win a couple of those games. And, I mean, stop some shootouts. And
0-5 in shootouts.
And or overtimes. And, yeah. And I put that right on those forwards. You know, they need to score. And it's 4-on-4, all that open ice. Come on, McKinnon.
Come on. You know. McKinnon's still playing pretty good.
Yeah, McKinnon's still playing pretty good. But, you know, I mean, those guys.
You count on those guys.
Iggy. Shootout, Iggy.
Yeah, come on, Iggy.
Come on, Iggy.
Get something going.
Get something going. So, you know.
And who do you think the best shootout guy is in the league? And, is it T.J. Oshie?
And Matt Duchene. Come on. I mean, Duchene. Landeskog. All I've seen Landeskog do this year is cheap shot Corey Perry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, those are points they need. So.
I think a guy who would be good at that would be a Tereschenko. Oh, I don't know how many he's got, but that guy has got some moves.
Well, you know, he does those moves in the game.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, man.
He does it. He's the hurdle. He does.
Last year I was all about hurdle. Now I'm all about this guy. He is the best Russian, new Russian out there.
Yeah, Tereschenko is. I think he's a better all around player than hurdle. He is a better all around player than hurdle.
You know what it is too. He can take over if they need a goal.
Right.
Those guys are always cool. Guys who can get you that goal when you got to have it.
Yeah, he's got, and a lot of these guys are on our lists.
Yeah, they are.
Guys that just take over a game. Well, let's start with let's go to the.
Are we ready to start?
The original six, the team from the original six, the Detroit Red Wings, and you know, the best logo in sports, I think.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was watching the thing, we'll plug it again. On NBC Sports, they have it's a doc on the original six. And they show Brendan Shanahan, and he said before he would go out on the ice, every time before he went on the ice, he'd look in the mirror. He goes, I just wanted to see what that winged wheel looked like on my jersey. Because I grew up watching it. It's a fantastic logo.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. It's beautiful. I love it.
It's the Motor City, so they had to put a wheel on there.
Yeah, and the Red Wings. You know, this is off the subject, but I don't know. What came first, the Red Wings or the shoes? You know, there's Red Wings shoes.
Yeah.
They have the exact same logo.
They did take that logo. Yeah, that's a good question. Had to be the Red Wing hockey.
I would think so.
I'm guessing.
Because I don't think they would be allowed to steal the logo of the shoes. You know what I mean?
Like, Maria's going to Google that, our producer.
Oh, look at Maria.
Or maybe she could. Would you please? I guess I should say, would you please? Yeah.
Thank you, Maria.
Yeah, thank you.
Triple duty over there.
Oh, she's always on top of everything. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, that's a good question because it is the same logo.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, you know, as a kid, like, oh, look, the Red Wings have shoes. Like,
there's some merch.
Yeah. Penguins don't even have a goaltender. These guys got shoes.
We've got T-shirts. These guys have work boots.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
As their logo, as their
merch. We have Ron Stackhouse. And these guys, who does not make my top 10 Penguins.
No, he didn't make it?
No.
Oh, okay. So where do we start?
The much maligned Ron Stackhouse.
I mean. Yep. You want me to start with my top 10?
You want me to do?
One at a time.
I don't have a top. Oh, you mean from
I'll
each side?
I'll take my 10th guy, and then you tell your 10th guy.
Okay. Well, then I would like to do.
You want to do that, or I don't know.
Well, then I would like to do my. I wrote like five. I wrote five Red Wings and some.
You wrote five Red Wings
and some honorable mentions because I thought you'd have a couple some of your favorite Penguins.
Oh, the Penguins! I didn't write anything. You know, have favorites.
Yeah, so I'll do my honorable mention. Red Wings.
Okay.
And my top five, and then you can do your honorable mention Penguins, and then your top five.
Okay, there you go.
You don't need honorable mentions if you only have five. I know.
I only have five.
Well, you're an original six, so you look down at the teams that came in 67. They don't have a big enough roster.
You're going to hate one of my picks, too.
Honorable mention of my top five, we'll have the great Dallas Drake. Dally Drake. He's from a Sega PlayStation 92. Love that. I would think you love him because he has the name of a weatherman. He's like weatherman.
Yeah, it's like
name.
Dallas Rains, only he's Dallas Drake.
Oh, okay.
Same hair.
Same hair. Dally was a.
He plays in his suit.
Like kind of a ratty guy, just a fun one.
Instead of a stick, he's got a Doppler.
Pavel Datsyuk.
Oh, you got a lot of
Pavel Datsyuk on my honorable mention team. honorable mention team.
Right.
Also, honorable mention, the great Dino Ciccarelli.
Oh,
took more beatings than anyone on earth sitting in front of the net. Why he's not in the Hall of Fame, it's like Kiss and the Rock and Roll, an absolute crime.
Yep.
And now an underground one, not too many people probably remember. I think he only won one ring and then took the money to move to Edmonton I think Winnipeg back in the day. The great Marty LaPointe.
Oh, Marty LaPointe.
Remember him? Yeah. Number 20. Yeah, Marty LaPointe.
I do remember Marty LaPointe, of course.
He was like Shanny's little brother.
Yep.
And he took the little we should have Maria cue up a Steve Miller. Take the money and run. That's what LaPointe did. He got his ring and took the money and run. Take the money and run. So now my top five. Are you ready for Maria for my number five pick? We can probably all guess is my fifth favorite Red Wing of all time.
Bobby Probert.
Bobby Probert.
Yeah.
The greatest of them all.
Yep.
The
great player.
The toughest of them all.
One of my all-time favorites, too. I've got him number four on my list.
Oh, you're giving away. You're not teased. Number four, Nicklas Lidström. Probably the greatest defenseman I've ever seen play. Just smoother than a baby's bottom. Incredible. Nicklas Lidström. I mean, what can you say?
Mm-hmm.
It's
great player.
Number three, very sad. Vladimir Konstantinov. Was just it probably would be one of the greatest defensemen of all time.
Of all time,
I mean, maybe not Lindstrom because nobody Lindstrom, but I mean, just had it all. He was like he was like Nikita Koloff on skates, just a badass who could actually play.
Yeah, and he could play,
and he could.
But he said that I was reading a thing where he was saying his game was to, take the other players' minds off the game and on him. You know, they're always worried when he's around.
Oh yeah,
you know, maybe nervous. He was chippy. He was tough.
He was tough.
Yeah.
Just that old school, farmer strength,
yeah.
Just like working in the gulag. Yeah. Just I guess one honorable mention I should add, I forgot Stevie Y. I'm going to put Stevie Y on the list.
Oh, you got to put Stevie Y
on the list.
Yeah.
So number two, the great power forward of all time, maybe the greatest of all time power forwards, the quintessential, Brendan Shanahan.
Yeah, buddy.
And if you know you listen,
one of your favorites.
Yep. And if you've ever listened to this podcast, you know who my number one favorite old time Red Wing of all time is, the great Sergei Fedorov.
Oh man, unbelievable player.
Selke winner, played defense. If he didn't love Russian tennis, thank God Malkin doesn't like Russian tennis players. If he didn't love Russian tennis players as much as he loved Russian vodka. Fedorov would probably be a top 10. You'd be talking to him like a Jager. Because Fedorov probably is. Remember, Fedorov wanted to come back and play in the Olympics. Didn't he play like last year?
I don't think. No.
No? Okay.
But he was an awesome player.
Oh, he was so good. He was so good. And Bowman used, that's a genius, Scotty Bowman. Like, he'd have him play defense. He just played because he was such a good hockey player, could play anywhere.
And do you think he would be considered the first Russian star in the NHL?
I would have to see if anyone I think he predates everybody, right? He predates Pavel Bure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then yes.
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what a player.
I just love
him. And guess what? He's not even on my top 10. Not because I don't think he's great. Not because I don't think he's great.
Because
I like to pick some oddballs.
You've
got to have an occasional oddball.
Well, exactly. And you go back to the original six.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, now,
My Penguins? I have are five. I don't have an honorable mention Penguins. I just have my top five.
Well, there you go. That's all. I understand you look down on the next six.
Oh, you're going to hate one of them. You're going to kill me. But I had to do it.
we'll see.
Okay. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Unless they're going to come up on the screen.
Well, they might. You never know. Okay, at number five, this is where you're going to hate me. Letang.
Ah, Tanger. Tanger almost made my list.
I love him.
He's
just, to me, a fun player to watch. He's like a poor man's Bobby Orr.
Oh, you're so right.
A poor man's Paul Coffey.
He almost made my list because I love he was like my crush as a teenager. Like when he first came in with his mullet when he was a rookie, I loved him. I didn't want him sent back, and he came back. We won the cup. I love him. It's just one of those things. He breaks my heart. But this year he's playing tough with Ole Mahler.
I just like him, man. Yeah. I don't know. It's his skating style. I like those guys who can bring the puck up.
He's like the doctor.
Yeah.
Who could make every list because he's played on every team.
Yeah, true. At number four, Gino.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hey. How do you, what are you going to say? This guy's a tremendous player, an awesome player, really. A franchise level player. And he plays with another franchise guy, or he'd be the top player. Mm-hmm. But he is a fantastic player. So I love him. Number three, Flower.
The Flower, there you go. Your goaltending
pretty good
expert,
goalie. Pretty
expertise.
Good goalie, man.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's having a good year this year.
Yeah, you love the Flower. Just love to see people happy when they come to the rink, right? I mean, isn't that the way you want it to be?
Well, yeah, and you need a good goalie, and this guy's good. You know, he's had a few off moments, but I think overall pretty darn good goalie.
Right on.
You know? Number two, can't go wrong with Sid Crosby.
Oh, there you go.
Best player in the league right now.
Yep.
And a tremendous player.
There's no debate anymore.
Nah, there's no question.
You know, it used to be, is it Ovi? Is it Gino? Is it Taves? Is it, you know?
No, it's this guy.
It's Sid.
And if you watch him shift in, shift out, you'll see there's no better player right now.
No, not 100%.
And the other thing I like about him, there's a thing about speed, you know, in the game. But there's certain guys who have like they used to say that about Maurice Richard. He had that. He might not have been the fastest player of his time, but he was the fastest from the blue line in.
Yeah,
I was in that. I wasn't reading it. I saw it on that documentary, The Original Six. Mm-hmm. They had terrible Ted Lindsay in there. And terrible Ted. He still looks scary.
He does. He used to scare the interview people when they'd ask, like, "Oh, Ted's here." Like, you know, when Gordie Howe and him would show up and they'd be in the booth. Ted, you're here for an anniversary or whatever. It's like, technically, he was a serial killer.
Well, he might start a fight in the booth. That guy was crazy. Yeah. But he was saying, he goes, there's no better player from the blue line in than the Rocket. That the Rocket had that extra burst of speed.
Yeah.
That's why they call him the Rocket. And some guys are like that, and I really think that Crosby has that.
Yeah.
He's got that burst when he needs it to just fly by people.
He splits defense. He has that jump.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're at the blue line, he just splits that D. Like, no one, I mean, like, you know, like, only maybe one other person.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. And, of course, my number one. Oh, who you, you know, who else can you pick?
Yeah.
To me, the second greatest player ever.
Yeah.
And that's even close.
Yeah.
Mario Lemieux.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not too hard to figure out number one.
Number one's pretty easy. Number one's pretty easy. You can just kind of
8, 9, and 10. There's some debate. Number one. There is no debate. All right. Yeah. Well, let me.
Those are my top five.
Right on. Now we'll go through. I'll go through my honorable mentions that did not make my top 10 for the Penguins.
All right.
And then there's a few of them. All right. Well, here we go. I did not. This will make some people happy. Ulf Samuelsson, not make the top 10.
Wow.
Nor does Brooks Orpik. I don't care how hard you hit. I don't like it when you hit and you run. You don't have to fight all the time.
But he's a hit and run dude.
You have to fight some of the time.
Right.
Another one. A guy I love. Red Wing won as many cups with us as you, Larry Murphy.
Oh, Larry Murphy. Yeah.
Hall of Famer. Yeah, no one like ever better at keeping the puck in the offensive zone on a power play than Larry Murphy.
Larry Murphy.
It's a lost art. It's just a classy gentleman. Now the inverse of classy gentleman, the unfriendly ghost, Darius Kasparaitis.
The unfriendly ghost.
I love Casper. Yeah. I mean, if you don't love Casper. I mean, the Lindros family doesn't like Kasparaitis.
No. No, they probably don't.
But I love Casper. And then, and also never making the list, Tom Barrasso, goaltender. The only pre-Lemieux guy that had a chance to make the list, Pierre Larouche, because he was good and he sounded like a hockey player when you grew up in Pittsburgh. Before Lemieux came, it's like, he sounds like a hockey. Because before that, all my favorite hockey players were either Islanders or Canadians.
Right.
You know, because that's people think, oh, well, you were a Fairweather fan. No, just the Penguins stopped playing in March. And then the playoffs started. So, you know, you had to pick Bossy and Trotch and the Flower. The original Flower, Guy Lafleur. Also, honorable mention, the Flower. I just didn't pick any goaltenders on the top 10.
Oh, really?
I love Flower. But there's just so many other guys I love. And the only other goaltender that would be close would be the Moose.
Yeah.
I want to say Mitch Hedberg. You know, he took did us well. Jonathan Hedberg, the Moose. And then two guys, my two more honorable mentions, Gary Roberts. Just badass, the Chuck North of the NHL. What would Gary Roberts do?
Yeah,
I told the story last week with Earl when he came to George Laroque's defense. That's just the greatest story ever.
Yeah,
and my number one my number one honorable mention. Do
we have a sound effect? Oh yeah,
thank you. Number mention, the gamer, Chris Tamer.
Chris Tamer, the gamer.
The gamer. Now, you know what his claim to fame is?
What is it?
He beat up Bob Probert.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
I went to a bar before the NHL package. I went and watched it in San Francisco. We were playing because Probert was saying, oh, this kid's tough. He wants a shot at me. Like 5 minutes into the game, Probert said, you feel lucky, punk? And they dropped the gloves, and Probert didn't see Tamer threw a left and dropped him.
Wow.
I'll never forget, in the one corner, like Probert was not expecting the left.
Wow.
And he knocked him down. He slumped him out, broke up. And the Penguins, we're known for a lot. We're not known for
a knock down Probert.
We're known for a lot of things. Knocking out tough guys in our franchise history is not one of them.
Hasn't been part
so
of
it. It was a very shining moment. And yeah. For that, he'll always... Oh, he'd be remembered as the gamer, Chris Tamer.
Chris Tamer, wow. If you can be Probert. You know, after last week's show, I went and looked on YouTube at the Ty Domi fights with Probert.
Yeah.
That Ty Domi's a bad little dude.
Oh, yeah. He took a beating, too. I mean, he threw a few.
What a tough kid.
Oh, yeah. He's like the Chris Neal. But he could really, really fight.
He wasn't afraid of anybody.
No. He's like, oh, he's not.
And he kept saying, and he liked to fight. He said, he kept saying, Proby, let's go. Let's go, Proby, let's go. Finally, Proby goes, all right. You know.
Right.
Probert, hearing Probert talk, he's very, but he didn't like, it seems like he didn't dislike Domi that much, but he didn't like it when Domi was showing off after the fight.
No, exactly. Well,
Bob's grandstanding. Bob said, "I don't like that grandstanding."
No, well, Bob's from the real old school.
Yeah,
you know,
he goes,
"You
don't do that."
The real code, you know. Yeah, Domi was a little bit. Well, he had Napoleon's disease compared to Probert and all those guys like Tony Twist and all those clowns.
You know, it's funny. Probert looks scary in an interview.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He just looks like a badass.
Well, it's funny too. Like when he was wearing the A, and scoring, you know, fancy goals for Probert. It looks like it's just scary. Like somebody's that big, that tough, and then has some
can
hands.
Play.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're playing the real shift.
That's why people liked him.
Yeah. All right. Now we're down.
Listen. I have my honorable mention, Red Wings. Before I get into
I'm sorry. I jumped. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just threw him down now.
Okay.
Right. I didn't have him. All right. Here's my honorable mentions. Mr. Fedorov.
Oh, well,
got to put him in the.
Nice of
mention.
You to give him an honorable mention.
I know. I can't believe I don't have him in my top 10. But
well, I forgot.
Based
Iserman,
on, this
Jesus.
Isn't based on talent. It's based on likability.
Yeah, who you like?
Alex Delvecchio.
Oh, Alex Delvecchio. See, now I know who he is.
He was a great old school
player. Yeah, but he's famous enough to jump eras, like generations.
Yeah, he was very good.
Yeah, my grandfather really liked, like my grandfather.
Delvecchio was slick.
My grandfather got me into hockey. So
he was Stan Mikita, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And, of course, all the Italian guys my grandfather made sure I knew. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then the Dominator.
Oh, look at that.
Dominator's on there.
Yeah. He's...
Lindstrom.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. How are you not going to?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not my top 10.
Very shocking.
I know. Again, it's not about talent on my list.
No. He only gave you 20 years. I mean, I could see how you could misplace him on a list of greatest Red Wings.
Well, I'm not saying these aren't greatest, Joe.
I know.
My favorites.
I know
how great he was.
I know when you see my list, you will be very shocked at who I
And of course Zetterberg.
Yes.
These are my honorable mentions. You said we could have five. Those are my five.
Yeah, I had more than that because I just love the Red Wings too.
Yeah, you got it.
I love hockey. The only team I couldn't pick 10 of were the Flyers. It would be Lindros and LeClaire and Scotty Hartnell.
Right. Oh,
and now Simmons.
Ed Van Imp.
It'd be four guys. Four guys.
Here's why I like Ed Van Imp. He knocked down that Russian player when they were killing us, and then the Russians pulled their team off the ice.
Yeah.
I used to remember Lindstrom. Van Imp.
Van Imp. You were never in the no one could ever accuse you of being a closet communist.
No. I was pro Canada so much in those games, man. I just didn't like the Russians.
Yeah.
Now I kind of do like some of their players. But,
right.
But back then, wow.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Yeah, who's the guy, like the Red List or whatever? In Hollywood, I forget. I just know hockey. That's what we have for the brains.
But, you know, they but they did have
can't speak on anything else.
To me, the greatest Russian was that guy that died in the car crash, so Karmalov.
Wow.
That was the guy they couldn't stop in those summit games until Bobby Clark broke his ankle.
Right.
They couldn't slow the guy down. They had no answer for this guy.
Well,
he was like, yeah, they did have an answer. A flyer.
Yeah.
Put a
flyer. It's nuclear deterrent.
Yeah. Now, do you want me to go into my top 10 already? What do you think? What do you got? Do you have more?
No, we're gonna go back and forth. We'll go back and forth. Okay, go first.
Number 10.
Number 10 on the Detroit Fraser Smith's all-time favorite Detroit Red Wing is
drum roll. Oh, we don't have a drum roll.
No, no.
Terry Sawchuk.
Terry Sawchuk, the great goalie,
one of the greatest goalies ever. Acrobatic in the same mold as the Jonathan Quick of today.
In the days when there weren't great goaltenders like Jonathan Quick, and Terry Sawchuk stood out.
He was a guy who flopped around and really was acrobatic.
Yeah, athletic.
A very athletic goalie and, you know, was an awesome goalie on some pretty darn good Red Wing teams.
And probably really, you know, like, because you're a goaltender, so you gravitated towards him
guy,
as a kid.
Idolized the guy.
Yeah.
And had a strange demise. It was after a game. He'd been out drinking, a bit of a partier. In that era, those guys partied.
Sounds like my demise.
Yeah. Well, but he got into some kind of a wrestling match with a teammate that wasn't really apparently a real fight. They were just screwing around because they were drunk.
Right.
And something happened. I don't know what happened, but it's still mysterious. Nobody, to this day, and I can't, I should know the teammate's name who he got into it with, but I don't. And there was he wound up dead.
Dead?
Yeah, pretty scary.
I think you said like he pulled his groin and was never the same.
No, dead.
Whoa.
A groin pull would have been a blessing.
Yeah, no doubt.
But he was a great goalie, acrobatic goalie. Some of the goalies of that era were pretty good goalies, you know. And again, on that original six thing, they showed the first mask with Jacques Plante coming out with the mask. Well, Sawchuk never wore a mask. You know, he was, you know, just from that era.
That is insane.
That story, I got to Google it and find it and read it again because I'm not sure exactly what the details are in that story.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guys ask you that one more question. Even if you don't know, but was he like dead at the scene or did he like die 3 days later because he banged his head and he didn't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I got to go check that story. But it's an interesting story because it's still a mystery.
It's insane because it's not just like somebody's.
If that happened today, it would be all over social media and everything would be.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the cops would be everywhere. But on this, well, I'm sure the cops were there on this too. But it was kind of, I don't want to say it was brushed under the rug, but the details never really came out.
Well, I mean, but I mean,
at least that I knew of.
But I mean, we're not talking about like Brandon Holtby.
No, this guy was a top legendary goalie.
No offense to Mr. Holtby, but like Brandon Holtby wrestled with somebody and died. I mean, this is Terry Sawchuk.
Terry Sawchuk, one of the greatest. Yeah. I know. I don't know what happened there, but it was very weird.
That is a wild and wacky.
That's a wild story. You got that's crazy, Ed. We have to look that story up.
Yeah,
Google that, will you?
You have homework.
Crazy.
You have homework now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my number ten is he also kind of had an interesting demise, if it really is the great Ryan Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone.
That's why I love Bugsy. He started in the interesting era of he's in the post Yager pre Sid era.
Yeah.
And he played with Sid a little bit. And he's a Pittsburgh kid. And he's the first real Pittsburgher to ever play in the NHL.
Was he a local Pittsburgh guy? Wow. Yeah.
The first real
Came up through the leagues in Pittsburgh?
Well, he kind of like when he, because his dad was a scout for the Penguins, so kind of when he was good in high school, he went to Minnesota to play.
Mm-hmm.
But grew up in Pittsburgh. I mean, the other guy, George Peros, the Stash, he grew up in like real suburban Pittsburgh called Washington, Pennsylvania.
Right.
But he was on the Stanley Cup. He's the first like Western Pennsylvania to be on the Stanley
Cup.
Two
locals that made it.
Yeah, now there's like 10 or 12, like the post Lemieux boom.
But back in that era.
Yeah, but Bugsy, you know, and he scored. He played center, and he scored some big goals, and he would fight. He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah.
So it's Bugsy. So he's my number 10.
Number 10.
We wish him well. I wish he was just on the Penguins. Just wish it would have been so. I mean, he sat in his, because he played on the 90. Talk about the Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run. He was on the 2008 team that lost to the Red Wings.
And
they knew that he was like going to just take the money. And he sat there and cried at his locker.
Ooh, take the money and run.
Yeah, because they knew that he was going to be going to take the money. And he did in Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Took all that money and didn't come there anywhere. Then we won it the next year.
Yeah. You missed out, man.
You missed out. So there you go. That's Bugsy.
Sometimes you want that trophy over the money.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Number 9 for me. Number 9, Chelly.
Oh, yes.
How are you going to top Chelly?
You can't. What a shot to my heart. Yeah. Woo. I forgot Chelly. Well, you know, I almost think Chelly's almost a Blackhawk when I think.
No offense.
Yeah, Chelly.
We claim him.
Talk about still playing.
Yeah, that guy could still play. You know, no one played longer except Gordie Howe, and he was a tremendous player.
Oh, a tremendous, just the quintessential,
gritty, tough, always in condition,
and
always
great offensive skills.
Yeah,
for being such a tough defenseman,
he had it going on.
And back when he was a kid, he would fight. Like, he's just a great player. I told you, we just did this last week with the tough guys that he played a playoff series with two torn ACLs.
Well, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Says it all.
What a great choice. I love Chelly.
Yeah, Chelly's great.
Chelly's the best. Love Chelly. Okay, number 9.
That was 9 for me.
You got number 9 for me. I came over as a throw-in with Marian Hossa, the great Pascal Super Duper.
Wow.
I love Pascal Dupuis. He's a team guy. Can play any. I think he was number one plus minus last year in the league. And he had like 29 goals and like none of them were on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
Just plays 5-on-5, kills penalties. Team guy. I just love his attitude. I love the heart and soul guys.
Super Duper.
And he got a cool nickname. So I take Super Duper.
Cool. Yeah, he's good. All right, number 8 for me. You're not going to believe he's this far up the list, but Stevie Y.
Stevie Y, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty far up the list, really, because he's such an awesome player.
Yeah, considering he won like 3 cups and he did one of them on half a knee. Remember
he's another guy that played hurt.
Yeah,
he was in the hyperbolic thing.
And he's really from – he's from a different era too. He was almost as old as Lemieux, and so he was like always like Stevie Y would always just be getting the only guy scoring when Probert and the Grim Reaper and those guys.
Yeah, right.
And Joey Cosa were out there killing people.
Yeah, he was the scoring guy.
He was the scoring guy. Yeah. But he started out in a lot of. He's like Lemieux. Started out in a lot of bad teams.
Yep.
And endured a lot of bad hockey
to become a great winner. He deserved those cups.
Oh, he sure did. He sure did.
A great player and a smart player.
Classy guy.
Yeah.
Classy guy.
Really
Nothing
awesome.
Bad to say about
really
Stevie
awesome
Y.
Really awesome player, yeah.
Are you that
That's number eight. I can't believe he's that high, but there he is.
No, well, you know, well, you.
I got the weirdest guys on my list.
But you have like 60 years extra. Yeah, to be the original six. You know what I mean? Like you have you have a lot more guys.
I got some guys you're not going to believe, but okay.
Okay, I'll do my number eight will be the great Soviet Sergei Gonchar.
Sergei Gonchar.
So smooth on the power play. Was kind of like Malkin's dad when Gino first came over. And he calmed everybody down on the team. He was the Sarge.
Yeah. Gonchar.
Just so smooth.
Smooth
player. Just so great on the power play. Just not a very physical defenseman, but just knew how to play the puck in the guy.
Yeah, he was slick.
He's got the job done. Yeah, you know?
Very slick.
Yeah, and just always known for being a classy guy. Like, always treated the trainers right, treated his teammates right. Like, you know, I mean, he's never really been replaced.
Hard to find guys like that. It's hard to find.
You know, well, you wonder why they haven't won anything in 5 years.
Well, they don't grow on trees.
No, not guys like him.
Yeah.
Not guys like him.
He was great. Number seven, Pavel Datsyuk.
Ah, the witch.
The witch is a great player of today. A lot of skills.
Just ridiculous amount of skills.
Great skills.
Literally, you always hear that he could stick hand on a phone booth. He really could.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah. That was when the first time I saw him play, my heart just jumped. I go, oh, this kid. It's going to be great because he had those stick handling skills that you just can't buy them.
And someone that skilled very rarely plays defense as well as he does
he's a hard worker. You know?
Yeah, especially for a Russian guy, not to pick on Russians, but a lot of them love the offense and Mr. Ovechkin and don't particularly like the back check.
Yeah. he is my number seven pick.
Right on. For number seven for me will be a former he won a ring with the Ducks, came over to Pittsburgh, and now he's Sid's running mate. Actually got in the Olympic team, felt great for him. The great Chris Kunitz.
Chris Kunitz is a player.
He's a player. He's single
that guy. He's good.
I single handedly just knocked the Flyers out of the 2009 playoffs in the first six seconds. He went down on the forecheck and just buried Kimmo Tiemann, and that was it. Tiemann crawled off the ice, and that was it. And it literally no one checks, forechecks. Now, some nights he's getting a little older. Some nights he won't do it. But a big game, he's maybe the greatest forechecker of there's some great forechecks of this era. Incredible. He's the perfect size. He's like 5'10". He hits people perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's got sweet hands. He's Cooney. I love Kunitz. He's number seven. It's a bit. We're getting the deep end of the pool now.
There we go. Yeah. But I like Kunitz. I like Kunitz. He's great. You're not going to believe this guy, but you'd have to be a Detroit fan forever to even pick a guy like this. You probably don't even remember him. His name is Howie Young.
Howie Young. Sounds like your feature 15 years ago at the.
Yeah.
It chuckles.
Guy, yeah. Ask Mike Young about him. I don't think they're related. But he was a nutty defenseman who was a fighter and very colorful.
No.
He actually wound up as an actor because they traded him after a while to the Los Angeles Blades. And he was in a couple of movies. Oh. But the guy was colorful. He would start fights. He led the league in penalty minutes every year and apparently had unbelievable skills but couldn't harness them.
Wow.
Because he was a drinker and a partier. And he was kind of like Turk Sanderson.
Yeah.
You remember Turk?
Yeah.
And he was that same kind of guy, kind of flashy, good-looking guy, so he always had the ladies.
Oh, movie star looks.
Type guy, yeah. But just a nut. And the fans in Detroit loved him because he'd start a brawl in no time. And he was always in some kind of a beef off the ice, too.
Ah,
he was an undisciplined player who had a lot of skill.
Right, right. Well,
You know, but a fan favorite.
I love the movie star looks and bricklayer hands.
Yeah.
But he could play.
He could play.
That's
he had
great.
Skills. He had big skills.
I want to write him down. I want to look him. Young.
Look him up, man. You'll see.
More homework for the kids.
He wasn't on the. I mean, look, I picked him over Fedorov and all these great players.
Yeah, you picked
he wasn't
him over
even close to them. but he was very entertaining, and all Detroiters loved him because he was a nut and he was fun to watch. And he really was a nutty guy.
That's great, though. Yeah. That's what makes this fun. Now I know.
Check him out.
Oh, he's probably like with Jim Brown in those movies. You know, like those crazy movies.
I think he was in a movie with Jim Brown. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we did Cooney. Okay, now before we really reach probably the last guy not up for a statue, who obviously had. Honestly, had a weird demise, but really the first other than Mario, he was the first really great homegrown player, and started my love of the power forward. The great Kevin Stevens. He played. He got a cup of coffee with the Kings. He after the Penguins, he played on about 15 different teams. Got busted in East St. Louis. Infamously got kind of kicked out of the league.
Oh yeah,
but
good for the, player though.
Oh, for about from like 89 to 92, 93, he was absolutely the premier power forward. He was Lemieux's bodyguard and would get 100 points. You know, it was just a big 6'3", 230, had the big Boston accent. He's the one we were down 2-0 in the first time we were ever that far in the playoffs. And he guaranteed, he goes, we're going to go to Boston. I guarantee we're going to win.
Wow.
And made all the papers. Just a rugged guy.
Reminds me of Bickle.
Yeah, just like that. But, you know, but Stevens was really a great. I just remember him when he was like a rookie. Like, we're Kevin Stevens. Oh, my God. He was like, oh, my God, we got a guy that's big, that can fight, that can play with Mario. This is just the best. And actually, it really was the fall of the Roman Empire, because when we lost that horrible game to the Islanders where we didn't get a three-peat, is when he hit his face on the ice and he got like the face-off treatment, where they put like a new face on him.
Oh my God!
Like he doesn't like Kevin Stevens in 1990 is not the same face as Kevin Stevens right now. They had to rebuild his whole face.
He's the $1 million man.
Yes.
Wow.
But we just love Kevin Stevens.
Kevin Stevens was a great player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I guess I'm number five. My number five player. The Vladinator.
Ah, yes.
Mr. Konstantinov.
Yes. It sat another horrible demise.
Horrible story. Horrible. But what a player. We talked about him, I guess, in the last show.
Yeah.
He was a tremendous defenseman and kind of set the tone.
Yeah. He was if you don't know the story, if you're younger or if you just slipped your mind, in the great Stevie Y, Shanny era of Red Wings titles, the time they won them back to back after the first year, all the Russian guys were in a limo, and the limo driver was drunk going to the Stanley Cup party.
They were going to a party.
They were going to a party. It was like
to celebrate.
It was just like 2 days after the cup, like a day after the cup too.
Man,
got in a bad wreck, and literally he's paralyzed, and he might be moving a little bit now. But they used to wheel him out for the big events. And I don't say this like to make a joke, but I used to wheel him out for the big events, and he'd give like a thumbs up, and it would just make you cry because it was like he was such a great player.
Great player, right?
And to have that done, like you get a limo and you expect to
Like a week after winning the
cup. Yeah, it was like right at it was like they couldn't even celebrate.
No, they're going to a party to sell. That was their celebration party.
Yeah.
He's going to. That's so ironic and weird.
Yeah. But let's think of the greatness of him. Yeah. Was like you were saying, like people were he intimidated people,
scared
like
him.
You knew when he was on the ice.
Yeah, and that was his presence. And he said that that was my game. I'd get in your head.
Yeah, he really would. And he had the offensive skills of a Ray Bourque. Like he was. I made a Ray Bourque, but he was not a bad offensive player at all.
No. Just wanted that guy on your team.
Yeah, he was like he was great. Great. You could just tell. I mean, like I said on the last show, he was like the key to Koloff. He would just rush and sickle people. I mean, he just enforced that. Like, if you're younger now, you see, like, you know, the way Nicholas Cronwell does it for the Red Wings now. You know, a very good player. Cromwell is like one third the intimidator that Constantine.
He reminds me of Scott Stevens.
Yeah,
maybe even a little scarier. Well, about the same, because Scott Stevens is pretty scary.
Yeah, you know, he was just a little scarier in that kind of Russian when it was still like Cold War kind of going. He was still like grew up in the gulags kind of.
Yeah, he did.
And Constantine had way more puck skills than Scott Stevens.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You know, much better offensive.
That same kind of scary defenseman.
Yes.
Who had an old school style.
Yes.
All right, that's my number five.
All right, now this next one is gonna even shock Maria off her ergonomic chair.
Uh oh.
So hold on tight.
It takes a lot.
Hold on tight. My fifth favorite Penguin of all time, Sid the Kid.
That far down?
It's just I wow. You know, and I swear to God, I could almost guarantee that I was the only person in west of the Mississippi that was watching the NHL draft lottery live.
Wow. Yeah, probably.
When we won the ping pong ball.
That got him.
That we knew. Then I hit my head on my lower roof. That's the highest I've jumped since like fifth grade. I jumped and called like five people. Like, we got Sid. People were like, what? What happened? I didn't even know that was, even in Pittsburgh, they didn't know. Excuse me. They didn't know that was the day. That now the Penguins are, I know that, you know, he's probably why they're still in Pittsburgh and everything. And he's great. I mean, he can't knock. I mean, it's, we just talked about him.
Well, we're not necessarily picking best, although we have a lot of great players in there, but we're picking our favorites.
Right. And you know, and he's won cups and soaring. But, you know, I think the fact that he was hurt in game seven when they won the cup in the middle of the game. So it's like he didn't do anything like that dramatic, and Gino won the Conn Smythe that year. Not that Sid had a bad playoff year. I mean, Sid could have easily won it. And his first couple years where he did kind of get the whiny face.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of like a little bit like, you know, I mean, but I love him. I'm not going to knock him. But, you know, just that's why he's number five.
I'm surprised he's that high on the list, or you know, but you know, I mean, I expected him to be one or two.
That's why we're in the very deep end of the pool.
That's why we do it. All right, number four for me, the great Bob Probert.
There you go,
Proby.
Proby.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love Proby.
Yeah, Well, you know what? If I was handicapping, I would have thought he'd be number two.
You know what?
Yeah, for you. Yeah. But you know,
these top four were tough.
Yeah, but that's why it's fun. It's shocking. Yeah.
You're gonna like my number three though.
But we've talked about him to death on the show. But yeah, I can only imagine if he was a Penguin how much I'd love him.
Oh yeah.
Look how much I love Stevens, and Stevens like, I mean, I picked Tamer as number 11 just because he knocked him out once.
Yeah, because it says a lot.
Yeah. So much I love Probert, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he could fight, he could do it all.
So. Another interesting demise.
Yeah, wow. Crazy.
This show could be called the top 20 most interesting demises.
We could do a whole different show on that one day.
Yeah, we could. It's funny. Yeah. Next summer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, when we have to kill time. Yeah, yeah. Who's your number four?
Number four is kind of weird because I kind of feel sad that he's not number three, but he's only not number three because the Carolina Hurricanes claim him as their franchise, and that's Ron Francis.
Of course,
yeah. So I'll let just because he's, you know, because he's numbers retired by them. I know he was in Hartford first. But I kind of feel like he'll always be Captain Ron of the Penguins.
Captain Ron.
You know, I mean, he's not number two all-time assist because he was a Hartford Whaler. I'll tell you that. And the thing that makes Ronnie, he's just classy. He was my jersey forever. And any rink I'd go to, even hated rinks, I wear Captain Ron, and then it's like you have diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, you do. Everybody likes him.
Yeah, no one hates Captain Ron. Yeah. And, I mean, the face-offs... Oh my God! And I apologize to the fan who I said we'll talk about the faceoffs, the new face-off rules with. I said it like 3 weeks ago, and we've been running out of time.
We've run out of time.
We've had so much to talk about. But he was like, they changed the rules. They put those lines in because Captain Ron would just win every draw.
Won every draw.
Because he, you know, not so much cheap, but know how to finagle the rules.
No, he knew it.
And his passes were just, you know.
You got to love an assist guy.
You never even heard the passes when they touch other people's tapes.
Yeah. It's like Mighty Ducks with the eggs.
Yeah. And he came, you know, and Eddie Johnson said, hey, you know, he was a star in his own right, but he just said, you know what, I'm going to suck it up. Not suck it up, but I'll easily be the number two guy behind Mario. And then boom, and then we won two cups. And so he's Captain Ron. I love talking about take the money and run.
Yeah.
He went to Carolina, but, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? But a great player.
Great player.
All right, my number three, I know you're going to love, Brandon Shanahan.
Ah, yeah.
Shanny.
He's the Rocky, I mean, sorry, he's the Moses Malone of Detroit.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah, because
he's the power forward.
Well, that, but I, you know, because I remember when the Sixers could never beat Boston, and it was like they just need a center. They never could get a center. Then Moses went to Philly, and you knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the Yzerman, that era. Yzerman, it's like they just didn't have that one guy that could just step up and look some of the other tough guys in the league and just score. Just kind of need that one guy to put them over the edge. When Shanny was in Hartford, he was just like kind of dying because Ronnie had been moved to Pittsburgh, and Shanny was all they had in Hartford, and it was just like, no, give Shanny a chance. And he went to Detroit, and then it's just like, that was it.
Yeah, that was the piece of the puzzle we needed.
Yeah,
and he's a great player. I just loved his, like we always say, a guy who could play and was tough.
Yeah. Oh, he's the quintessential power forward.
And a skater, a real good skater.
Oh, yeah. And a team guy.
Yep. Yeah, and he fit in. He fit in the perfect, like you said, he fit perfect piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love that pick.
That's my number three.
He's really like the only guy that, I mean, it's funny because a lot of guys end up somehow, the Penguins, they had money. You know, and then we got Robitaille, we got Tuck. Somehow we always seem to get guys. Even for a second, we seem to get some of my favorite guys, you know, like Hooker, my crook. Yeah. But he never became a. He's you know, well, we did it. Him and Fedorov were my two favorite players ever that were neither. And hell, Fedorov went to the Columbus. It was sad. That's like,
I know,
that's Namath, like playing in L.A. Like what a sad demise. Like, but it wasn't actually sad. I'm sure Sergei's with a bunch of tennis players. All right, number three for me is number 71 in your playbook, number one in your heart, Gino.
Yeah, Gino.
Love Gino. Gino. I love. I'm a Gino guy. I'm not a Gino apologist. I know that's why, and I apologize. I've my blog or my column is 2 weeks behind because every time I want to write it one way about Gino, he changes my opinion. I started out my blog 3 weeks ago saying, well, I guess now it's time. I see. I'd rather have three guys than Gino. I can't take the mistakes anymore. And then what does he do? He goes on an 11-game point streak and is amazing. You know.
Yeah. And, well, he's a great player. Come on, man.
And you know what? And in 2009, he won the Conn Smythe. And all the Gino haters, you can never take that away from him. When the chips were down, he's why we have the cup. And a great flower save, by the way.
Yeah.
But Gino's my guy. He's the jersey I wear. He's the witch. I think that's what, for me, separates him from Sid. Is Sid's like a great player. He's awesome. He's the best player. But Sid doesn't really have that witch gene, that suit, that Fedorov, that Yager, that Lemieux.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, even Tavares got that witch gene. It's just like, no.
Yeah, no, you're right. Tavares does have that.
That, how did he pull that out of his,
hard to explain that witch gene, but you know what it is when you see it.
And I love when Gino gets, that's why when Gino gets pissed, he gets that Russian anger. He just got in a fight the other night. And he called it rough, but he threw his gloves off. He's going after someone's head. I mean, he literally should get, when he was the Conn Smythe, he should have got suspended. against Detroit in that series.
Yeah.
He started that brawl.
He started it.
Yeah. Like, you don't mess with Geno. I love him. I mean, I know his weaknesses, but he's my guy.
He's a tremendous player.
He's my guy.
All right. Now, my number two did not have his best years with the Red Wings, clearly. Wasn't even there that long. But I picked him because of my overall love for his style of play, Paul Coffey.
Ah, the doctor.
You know, there's the guy, you know, reminded me of Bobby Orr. Wasn't quite as good as Bobby Orr, but had that same skill set of being able to bring the puck up ice. What a skater. One of the best skaters I've ever seen.
Oh, maybe the grace with the hair flowing.
Yeah, this guy could skate and was just, to me, thrilling to watch.
He was thrilling. And you talk about, I mean, easily, he just played on so many times, I didn't have him on the Penguin list, but I mean, but literally he brought the Penguins into the winning era.
Yeah, that's a guy like, we can both
you know, but he really did. It was like, you know, Lemieux had no help. He kind of didn't have a big brother. Coff comes in with his, like, you know, four rings from Edmonton, and it's just like,
yeah,
here's how we're going to do it with the rush up with, like, I mean, Coffey on the power play. Are you kidding me?
Come on, man.
I mean, I never saw Bobby Orr. So to me, I mean, live. But so to me, Paul Coffey is the greatest offensive defenseman ever.
I'd say he's number two because Orr was hard to beat.
Yeah.
And Orr could skate, unbelievable skater. But so was this guy. This guy was a beautiful skater. And
that golden style, you know, and he was so good, you think that he would just took it for granted.
Yeah, it was easy.
But I heard stories that, like, he would leave Thanksgiving dinner and go and do the bike for an hour after.
Really?
To keep the legs up. Yeah.
Because it looked effortless.
Oh, yeah. And he could pass and just, and underrated defensively. I mean, he wasn't a thumper, but he never got burned like Letang.
Right.
No, okay. You know what I mean? He played the same forward position.
Same kind of style, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, never
getting... Tang is a latter day Paul Coffey.
Yeah, he is. He's playing better this year, so we'll quit kicking the...
Yeah, he's on my honorable mention.
I know, he's you know, but the dot, you got to love Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey's awesome.
I love, what a great list.
How about my list?
Love it. Number two for me, you know, he used to be on my Christmas tree every year until he went to the Flyers, you know. Jaromir Jagr.
Oh, come on.
You know, I mean,
another unbelievable skater.
You know, he's going to go down in the next, you know, it's going to be, you know, he's going to be in the next five. He's going to go down the top, you know, top five or six of all time ever.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. And when you think about it, he missed 3 years. He went to the KHL, take the money and run. And, you know, he missed 2 years because of lockouts, or he'd be easily in second place and everything. It's well documented, you know, he beat the Devils when the Penguins were bankrupt and they needed the extra playoff series. And as Lemieux said, he scored the greatest goal he's ever seen to beat the Blackhawks when the Blackhawks were undefeated in the playoffs in game one. He came back and won to tie it up for Lemieux to win it in the end. So,
a brilliant player.
Yeah, we he's still playing and we talk about him all the time, so I'll save some of the extra time for the two big boys we have left.
But I like the top five of all time for him. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he's going to be there.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's just a little bit below the Gretzky Lemieux class and how. I think he's just like he's that next level, like Rocket Jagr.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, he is. That's a good one.
And since he's still playing and I can gush on him forever, we'll leave it at that. But he's number – and kids out there listening in Pittsburgh, Sid and Geno have a long way to go.
To catch this guy.
To get to number two. Like a long way to go.
Yeah,
it's not going to be easy.
He's pretty special.
To get to number two.
Pretty special player. All right, my number one. We don't have a drum roll? Okay, I'm just going to go. I'll do my own drum roll. Pretty obvious. Duh. Mr. Hockey.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't name you Mr. Hockey.
Unless you're Mr. Hockey.
Unless you're number one.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, he just had a stroke. And I saw on TV last night his family says he's doing better. So
good.
Thank God.
Good. Yeah, thank God.
The prayers are going out. And it's the great Gordie Howe. You know, grew up watching him, went to his hockey school, met him, talked to him several times. Gentleman.
It's like meeting God. It's like meeting God.
For me, it was a Detroit person to meet him. He's unbelievable. And, you know, he was in that mold that we were talking about with Probert. He was a better player.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the all-time leading scorer until Gretzky got there. He set every record. And the
You better hope they have Mr. Howe tied down in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
For you saying that he has the skills of Probert. He'll wake up and get you.
He's got way more skills. But what I'm saying is same kind of mold.
Right.
Now of a guy who could play and was tough.
It was just funny. You're like, he's a little better than Probert. Yeah, I think a lot better.
Okay, a lot better. Yeah. But I mean,
there comes Gordy now through the glass.
But that kind of player, you know, a guy who had super skills and was tough.
Yeah, it's
in his era, no one wanted to fight him.
No, last week he was picked the toughest guy. And how many people get picked the toughest guy ever to play in hockey and the number two whatever scorer of all time?
Yeah, number two scorer and the toughest guy.
Yeah.
And just,
the Gordie Howe hat trick. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, he is legendary. And to me, as a Detroit person.
He's Mr. Hockey.
What can I say?
I would have loved. What's great is, and knock on wood. And please pray he's still here.
I almost teared up just then, just thinking about it.
So I still have a chance to meet him
because he's
yeah.
Well, you know, I told you my legend. We don't have time, but just a quick thing. When I went to that luncheon and I sat between Howe and Gretzky,
doesn't get better than that.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you were sitting in Lemieux's seat.
I was. That's hilarious. Okay, number one. I can guess that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, number one. It's an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, how many? He only saved the team like three times.
Oh, man.
And
they don't get any better as
well. And imagine this as a Penguin. He got a standing O in Philly.
Wow. That says a lot.
Yeah, I mean that's all. I mean, like, you know, that's all you have. That's ridiculous. And what's sad is, like, I've said this before, is that the hockey doesn't have like what the NFL has, where they have every single thing documented. Because I would like to go back and watch the old KDKA tapes, just in like 84, 85, 86, when he'd have like Warren Young scoring 50 goals on his wing, Rod Buskus and Robbie Brown. I mean, Lemieux at 6'5" and just big and just before he lost, even in the cup years he kind of lost. Well, not in the cup years, right? The cancer, he lost that burst. When Lemieux had that burst, there was nobody like him.
And secondly, who comes back and plays with cancer and plays that well?
He had cancer. If you don't know the story, I know how you're listening to the show. But the story is basically in the third year he got of the dynasty, he got cancer, Hodgkin's disease, missed half the season, came back, still won the scoring title.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow.
What do you say? I mean, you know, that really is that.
I was in his seat.
Yeah. That's the thing with Lemieux, is it's all ridiculous. Like every time they have a record, you know, Geno scored 11 straight games to start the season. The record, Penguin record, is Lemieux scored in the first 29.
Wow.
You know, I mean, like every Penguin record, there's like the human record. And then there's what Lemieux did.
Yeah,
you know, he's and I got the honor of meeting him.
That's so awesome, and he loved your stand-up.
He loved my stand-up.
That had to be a heyday for you.
Well, that is still my tombstone. Lemieux thought I was funny, because that's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's right. For a Pittsburgh guy, that's pretty awesome.
That's all that really matters. Yeah. So this has been a fantastic show.
I enjoyed it.
It's a great birthday show. I'm so happy to have done it.
Happy birthday.
I wish we could just do this every week, just talk about the Penguins.
I can't believe I put Howie Young on there, but now you got to go Google him.
I know. Everyone has a little homework, and everyone can YouTube the gamer versus pro.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
But Howie Young, yeah.
Check that out on Sawchuck's Death.
It's Terry Sawchuck's Death. I mean, that's
check
just,
that out. Yeah, I got to check it out. Yeah, too. I can't remember the details.
That's just ridiculous.
Wow. Anyway, a lot of fun. And, Joe, I know you're killing in New York right at this moment.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you're
right. Right as easy has me replaced.
No.
Frazier's there now.
Yeah. No, you're going to do great in New York, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thanks for joining us here on Puck Off. For Joe Bartnick, Fraser Smith, we are out.